Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3349, and today's date is May 8th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Indictments Failing Proof 2020 Election Was Rigged. Trump, give me liberty or give me death. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western central bank, the World Economic Forum, we know they are completely against alternative currencies. And all you got to do is take a look at all those individuals that are against it, and it pretty much paints a picture of why they don't want it. Because it's the same people that want vaccines. It's the same people that are pushing the climate hoax. It's the same people that are pushing the fiat currency. Those people do not want an alternative currency. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Because once again, when you look at all these different individuals, you could see they're part of the World Economic Forum. They're part of the central bank. They're part of the deep state. They're part of the system that we are in today and the system they want to bring us into. So why would they support anything else that actually interrupts what they're trying to do? They would not. And that should tell you everything. And when they continually put out there, hey, don't look at Bitcoin. Don't look at gold. It's going to fail. Gold is not money. It's a barbarous relic. Bitcoin's going to crash any single day now. Well, that should really just tell you that they don't want you looking at it because they only want you in their system. And you could see that that's what they've been trying to do for a very long time. They've been trying to push people away from other currencies. They don't even want you to know it exists. They don't even want anything that's on the same playing field. But if you go back a little bit in time, what has been happening? Well, we started out with paper currency, and it was pegged to gold. And it was because gold was just too heavy to carry around. Silver is too heavy to carry around. So you have these rain checks. So you use these rain checks saying, okay, I have my gold or my silver in the bank, and I can use these pieces of paper to trade. And when I want my gold or silver back, I can go back to the bank and say, listen, give me my gold or give me my silver. That's how it used to work. But since we came off the gold standard, we are now full fiat. Now, when you look at this, you could see why they don't want any other type of currency, because what they have done is they move from paper to electronic currency. And gold itself, yes, it's a great store of value. It's absolutely incredible. It's been money for thousands of years, but it's just too heavy to carry around. Same thing with silver. So when we move into the computer age and we move from paper to blips, they don't want any other currency going up against their digital currency, because basically we have a digital currency today, which can be transferred into paper. Paper can be transferred into digital. They don't want anything else that could actually go up against their digital currency. And then what happened is back in 2008, 2009, all of a sudden a digital currency was introduced. So now we have gold and silver, which is physical, and we have a digital currency, which actually counters the fiat digital currency that the central bank has created. So now we have these two different currencies, which are very, very similar, actually. One is electronic. It's a lot easier to trade. It's a lot easier to purchase. It's a lot easier to store. And it's all digital. And you know exactly how much you have. There's a great accounting method that goes along with it. And you could use apps to send, trade, whatever you want to do. The same thing that we have today with the banks. And you could see the central bank system, those individuals that are part of the World Economic Forum, the deep state players, they don't like that. See, if it was just gold and we didn't have, let's say, Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, it would be a lot easier for them. It would be a lot easier because all they would say is, listen, there's nothing that matches our currency. Yeah, gold. Yeah, it's been around for 1,000 years. You really want to carry that around? Do you really want to go and carry silver around? And they would be able to make the case why their digital currency would be the digital currency of choice. But since there's cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, this has made it very, very difficult. And they've been trying to stop this every step of the way. But again, all you got to do is look at those people that are completely against it. Now, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about how the deep state players, they're trying to push ESG investing, DEI, and they're trying to make it seem like, oh, no, this is the way it has to be. Any company, any manufacturer or anything, they must abide by DEI. Any investment house must abide by DEI and ESG. So out in New York, and you could see this is the template of their entire agenda, same thing with California. Out in New York, it was just announced that a historic $2.3 billion tax funding grant to fix up JFK International Airport, they're going to be using DEI. So this grant, signed off by Hochul, is exclusively for non-white or women-owned businesses. And basically, this is all about DEI, equity, and everything like that. So they're not looking for the best of the best. They're just looking for people that fit into this model. What do you think is going to happen when they start to basically start construction or they start fixing up JFK? Do you think everything's going to go well? I don't think so, because if you're not looking for the best of the best and the best workers, all you're going to have is a mishmash of nothing. All you got to do is look at California, look at everything that they've been doing out there. How great is it? Their water system is terrible. They never built the high-speed train. Yes, I know there's corruption involved with all this, but add in DEI, it's a complete and utter disaster. Just like the economy is a complete and utter disaster, and it's getting worse and worse. And you can see the deep state players, they are now building the narrative that, hey, if Trump wins the election, he's going to place more tariffs on different countries, and this is going to raise inflation. Well, inflation is created by the central bank system. That's where you get inflation. Because when you borrow currency with interest attached, you have to pay that interest back. And if you keep printing and printing and printing, or pushing a button and making more computer blips, you have more currency in circulation, which devalues the currency. Actually, if you go back to the Revolutionary War, this is exactly what the British government tried to do. They tried to introduce more and more of the currency that they were using. Yes, it might have been counterfeit, but no one knew about it. But when you flood the system with more currency, it devalues the currency. And that's the problem. That's what causes inflation. Because remember, when Trump placed tariffs on China and Europe, did we see massive inflation? No, we didn't. But they're trying to make the case that this is going to happen. And they're trying to basically project out there that this is what we're going to see. We're going to see more inflation. But the Neuberger Berman Group portfolio manager said that he expects that if Trump is reelected as president, he will impose tariffs on goods from China. But he does not believe that higher import duties will increase inflation. And we could see that this isn't going to happen. We're not going to see the inflation like they're talking about. The inflation is driven by the private central bank system. If you notice, no one ever wants to mention that, where inflation actually comes from. They always divert your attention to someplace else. And they don't want you to know the source of the problem. And that is the source of the problem. And this is why they don't like alternative currencies, because alternative currencies show you that the fiat currency, which the central bank created, it doesn't work. And when you go off the gold standard and you go full fiat and you keep printing and printing and printing, it just doesn't work. Remember, we have about 3,000% inflation right now. That tells you everything you need to know. And all these individuals saying, hey, don't look at Bitcoin, don't look at gold, don't look at silver, don't look at anything except the fiat currency or the stock market. Go into the stock market. That's really good. They're trying to divert your attention from alternative currencies that will hedge you against their failing system. But let's go back a little bit in time. Let's go back to May 7th, 2018. Bill Gates, now remember, he pushes the bioweapon, he pushes a lot of things, fake food, and he's telling you to stay away from Bitcoin. And this is what the article says: I would short Bitcoin if I could. Now, this was back in 2018. So this was when Bitcoin was $9,000, 6 years ago. And now, anyone that listened, they would have missed out on 600% increase. Why were they putting these type of articles out there? Why was Janet Yellen out there telling you, hey, criminals use Bitcoin? Why did Jamie Dimon said, I hate Bitcoin? Why did the central bank continually say, don't look at Bitcoin? Why didn't anyone want you to look at Bitcoin? Just like they didn't want you to look at gold. Actually, if you listen to the central bank, for years upon years, they didn't want anyone purchasing gold. And they didn't want anyone storing gold. And they didn't want anyone to realize that gold was money. They kept people away from it for a very, very long time. And they've done this on purpose. Why? Because they don't want people to understand that there is other currency out there that works a lot better and it benefits the people compared to theirs. And their currency doesn't benefit the people. Their currency enslaves the people over time. And yes, does it take a long time to enslave the people? Yeah, it does, because in the very beginning, they don't just go all fiat. They can't do that because the people would notice it right away. As soon as you go from gold to full fiat, people go, holy crap, look what just happened here. So they need to wait over time to actually deprogram the people, train them in a different way, remove and rewrite the history books so you don't even know what the central bank is. You don't even know that what they're doing hurts you in the long run and hurts the economy in the long run. And when everyone is now brainwashed into believing that their system is the ultimate system, this is when they start to make their move. And we saw this over time. All you need to do is go back to the 70s. As soon as we came off the gold standard, they started to make their case that their system is it. Look at the dollar. That's what you need to look at. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And these are the sayings that they've been using this entire time. But again, when you go full fiat, all it is debt. Their system is run on debt. That is it. And debt breaks down a system over time. If you look at your pieces of paper, what does it say? It's the Federal Reserve note. It's an instrument of debt. It's not like back in the day where you had the rain check and you could say, you know something, I want my silver back. I want my gold back. That's not what it is anymore. And they don't want you looking anywhere else because this has been their plan from the very beginning to bring everyone into their new full digital system where it's centralized and they have full control. But again, this isn't working because the people are awake. The people see what's going on. And what's very interesting, and the Kobisi letter put this out, is that the world central bank's net gold purchases set a new record in the first quarter of 2024. Global central banks bought 290 tons of gold in the first quarter, above the previous all-time high of 286 tons seen in the first quarter of 2023. Purchases were led by Turkey, China, India, putting us on track for another record year. Meanwhile, gold prices are up by more than 11% year to date and 25% since October. Central banks are piling into gold while calling for a soft landing. Something doesn't add up, and it doesn't add up. So if paper currency was the king, why wouldn't they be ramping up and filling their vaults with paper? Really think about it. Why are they turning to gold? Again, that tells you everything you need to know. And it's the same thing with Bitcoin. Why are people holding on to Bitcoin? Because they know that's a store of wealth. They know that this will weather the storm when the fiat currency completely implodes. And I do believe that people are starting to understand this. People are starting to understand what's really going on. And you can see that everything is about to change. Because the more they fight against it, the more the people are going to wake up and they're going to say, why are they pushing so hard against it? Remember, the trust in government right now is at an all-time low, especially with what happened with COVID, with the economy failing, and these individuals telling us that everything is fine when people are struggling right now. The trust factor is completely gone. So when the government comes out or the Fed comes out or the Treasury comes out and tells you, don't look at gold, don't look at silver, don't look at Bitcoin, don't look at anything, only look at our own currency here, I think the people are questioning this. I think we could see this out in Costco, actually, because the people now are purchasing 1 ounce or a half an ounce gold, and this is ramping up right now. Now, if the people were okay and everything was fine, why would they be doing this? It wouldn't make any sense for people to do this unless people feel very uncomfortable about what's going on in the economy and they're worried about the fiat currency. And you could see a lot of the nations across the globe, they're going back to their national currency. And those countries that are ramping up on gold, are they going to be backing their currency with gold when everything starts to fall apart? I mean, that is the big question right now. I do believe there's a place in this world where countries, they'll be going back to their national currencies. They'll probably back their currencies with gold. And we probably can use Bitcoin to transfer currencies between countries because, again, it's decentralized. All the countries, they're all equal partners pretty much in this. And there's no centralization to this whatsoever. So there's no one country that controls all of this. And I do believe in the end, I do believe something like this type of model might be used. And you might even be able to use Bitcoin or gold and silver, which I do believe there still be a digital connection to gold and silver. I do believe we'll be able to use all this. I mean, really, we have that today. We have gold and we have paper currency, which is also digital currency. So we actually have two systems right now, gold, which is money, and we have the fiat currency. So I do believe in the end, we can use both of these systems to actually separate ourselves from the private Western Central Bank. And this is why when you see all these people out there telling you, don't look at it, I would short it, it's going to crash, it's all these different statements that they're making is because they don't want anyone looking at them. And I think this tells the entire picture. It tells you the truth about it. And you could see it's always the same players. It's the players that are part of the central bank, the World Economic Forum, part of the old system that they want to keep going or bring us into their new system that they can control. And if anyone figures out that, wait a minute, we don't have to go into the new system, we have these other systems that we, the people, can control, well, that scares them. That's something they can't have. And that's why they'll continually push back over and over and over. And that should wake a lot of people up. But I think in the end, what's going to happen, the people are going to see through all of it. The people are going to see the truth, especially when the system comes down. That's when people are going to really wake up and they're going to be really awake because they're going to want to know, how do we fix this problem? Because we've seen the people that lied to us. We've seen the people that told us that everything is going to be fine and it isn't. Who's going to repair this economy? And how can we get out of this mess? And I do believe Trump, he's going to step in. He's already giving solutions. He already is telling people what he's going to do. He's going to drill. He's not going to allow the central bank digital currency. And I do believe in the end, he's going to push the nation and the world in a completely different direction, a direction that's going to shock the people. And when I say shock the people, I'm saying he's going to show people an economy that they've never seen before. And once they see it, they're going to say, why were we ever in that other system? It doesn't make sense. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found, so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, their indictments that they've been throwing at Trump, they're completely and utterly failing. Yes, the cases, there are no cases. These are show trials. And the people that are watching these trials, they're scratching their heads going, I don't see the actual evidence. I don't see what they're actually charging him with. And it doesn't make any sense. But I do believe that's what this is all about. It's about showing the people, look how corrupt the system is. They will go after a political opponent. They will interfere with the election. They will do this with no evidence whatsoever, and they will continue to come after that political opponent, which is Trump. And even though the cases might be pushed back, they won't stop. And I do believe this is what the people are seeing right now. They're seeing the true corruption of the system. Remember, the deep state is on trial. Trump is not on trial. He needed the people to see this. He needed the people to see, look, it's not just one person. There's many different agencies that are involved with this. And this also trickles down to the local level, to the different states. I think the people now can see this. And he wanted everyone to see how they collude together, how they work together to go after a political opponent. Now, remember, going back to 2020, what happened back then? They worked together to overthrow the United States government. They worked together to overthrow the duly elected president. And they robbed Trump of his presidency. Or did Trump kind of set them up? I do believe he set them up, because when the people learn that the elections were rigged, I mean, remember, Trump has been saying this from the very, very beginning. I think the people, they realize that the elections have been rigged. So you see the rigged elections back in 2020, and now you see the election interference in 2024. And what has just happened is that now we have proof that the 2020 election was rigged out of Georgia. Because remember, the deep state players, they never wanted anyone to count and compare the paper ballots. Because if you compared the paper ballots to what the machine said, you would see the anomalies. And they never wanted anyone to see this. And that's what they've been hiding for a very long time, until what just happened in Georgia. Now you could see the elections should have never been certified, ever. So what happens? Remember, Trump has been letting us know that if, let's say, a thief steals diamonds and then gets caught, does the thief get to keep the diamonds, or does he have to return the diamonds? Well, he has to return the diamonds. So what happens when there is an election that is rigged and we find out that they cheated and they overthrew the United States government? And this is why we have the country the way it is, because this is what happens when you actually overthrow a government. You basically destroy the country. What happens? Does Trump get another 4 years? What's the remedy for all of this? I think that's going to be a very big question moving forward. And people are going to ask that question. But I do believe that now people are starting to see the rigged election in 2020. They're seeing the election interference in 2024. And now we're approaching the election of 2024. And I do believe what's going to happen is people are going to start to realize and understand that the deep state, they're going to do it again. They're going to try to manipulate the election by cheating. And I do believe Trump, he is now maneuvering and pushing the deep state where he wants them. Now, of course, he wants everyone to do the right thing. Let's have a free, open, transparent election one day. Let's count it in one day. Let's vote in one day. Let's show that you're a citizen, and let's have this election to be completely fair. So he actually had Johnson push a bill for election integrity, which says you must be a citizen. We have to vote in one day, and we need voter ID. Now, this is going to be proposed to the RINOs and the Democrats, which is pretty much all the same thing. Do you think the installed criminals want a free, transparent, one-day vote with ID? I don't think so. And actually, the people, when they see this, this is going to destroy that entire party. And I'm talking about the Uniparty. Now, if they vote for it, well, that means Trump just blocked them from cheating. And that means, do they want the election? No, I think what they're going to do is they're going to try to delay the election. Now, I don't think they're going to vote for it. I mean, I'd be very surprised if they actually do. That'd be absolutely incredible. But I don't think they are going to vote for it. And that means that they're going to try to cheat. Now, when they realize that all these different states on the local level, they've been changing their state laws like Georgia just did, it's going to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat. So as it becomes more and more difficult and harder for them to cheat, what happens? Do they allow the elections to move forward, or do they have to stop the elections one way or another? Because I do believe they're just not going to allow Trump just to win using their system. I don't think Trump actually wants to win using their system. I think he wants to show the people, look, here are the true election results. It's much, much larger than you think. And also, when the people see that the election results, where the majority of the people voted for Trump, and they see, wow, look how much he won by, that changes everything with the people in this country. They realize that they're in control. See, if we have a very slim margin and things like that, that doesn't show the people that they're in control. When the people vote and they're using paper, they're using voter ID, It's done on one day. People can see everyone counting it. And you see the majority, 90% of the people voted for Trump. The people then in this country say, oh, whoa, look at this. Look what just happened here. He won and he has the people of this country. The country is ours. The deep state never had this country. We've always had this country. They tricked us from the very, very beginning. And I do believe that's going to empower the people. And that's what Trump wants. He wants the people empowered. And again, you have to remember, Trump, he is putting himself in harm's way. Now, is he really harmed? I don't think so. I think this is part of the plan to show the people this is how you fight for freedom. And he actually sent a message today. He truthed it out. And it's a quote by Patrick Henry saying, give me liberty or give me death. So this is in response to the judge who might put him in prison. Now, I'm not saying he's going to prison, but you can see that Trump is continually pushing and pushing and pushing, saying, listen, I'm not going to stop talking. I have my constitutional rights. And if you want to violate my constitutional rights and put me in prison, I am happy to go to prison. I will sacrifice this because, once again, I am protected by the Constitution. I'm going to stand up for the Constitution. So give me liberty or give me death. And he's letting the people know this is how you fight. This is how you move forward. Because remember, the Constitution protects we the people. It's our contract to the government. And they are not allowed to violate our rights. And we can say, no, this is what we're allowed to do. And that's why, like for gun control and everything else, it's a violation of our rights. Yes, if we go along with what they're saying, well, we're allowing them to do it. If we fight against them and say, you know what, put me in prison then. You know what, go ahead, let's go to court. Because in court, you will win every single time. And if every single person does this, they do not succeed. And I do believe this is what Trump is showing everyone. Yeah, they might throw me in prison, but I'm not bending a knee. I'm not saying, okay, I was wrong, I should shut up. No, I have a constitutional right to speak freely. I have a constitutional right to defend myself. And if you want to throw me in prison and violate my constitutional rights, go ahead. I want the country to see this. I want the country to understand that this is how you fight. This is what our founding fathers did. And this is why Trump is using this quote. Remember, this is the Battle of Lexington and Concord during the Revolutionary War. So I do believe Trump is showing everyone, and he's actually showing everyone that he will sacrifice himself and he will go to prison. Now, I'm not saying he's going to prison, but he said, if that's what they're going to do, I am fine with it because I'm going to show the people I am out there. I'm your leader. I will take all the slings and arrows and I will make the charge first. And that's what a real leader does. I mean, think about all our real leaders that we had. They were always in front. They were always charging. They were always there. Look at all the fake leaders who hide and send everyone else out to fight their fake wars. I think people now can see this very, very clearly. And we're going to be talking a lot more about the election and everything else a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about the border here, because we could see that things are heating up. And we can see that people now understand that, yeah, we have an open border problem. It's a crisis. We're being invaded. And it's not families that are coming over. It is military-aged men. And you can see at the school level, they don't want students talking about the illegals. They don't want them calling them illegals. And what's very interesting is a 16-year-old student, Christian McGee, he was suspended from Central Davidson High School in Lexington, North Carolina. And he was also smeared as a racist after he asked a question about the word alien during a vocabulary exercise. He said, like space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards. And all of a sudden, the teacher went crazy and they decided, no, you're not allowed to say that. We're going to have to suspend you. So the term illegal alien is the correct term used to refer to foreign citizens who have entered the U.S. illegally. And you're allowed to say that. And now the parents, they're going after the school saying this is absolutely ridiculous. And I do believe the parents are going to win. The school's going to back down because once again, you have free speech. You're allowed to call them what they truly are. They have illegally entered this country. You see, the deep state, they've been trying to change the terms. You got to be politically correct. You can't call them illegals. We have to call them migrants. Oh, wait, that has a bad connotation. Instead of migrants, let's call them newcomers. See, they keep changing the words because they're trying to convince the population, the next generation, that now we call them newcomers. Soon, you won't even know that people are coming in the country. They'll just call them citizens as they walk through. That's why we need to stick to our original terms. They have illegally entered this country. They're in this country illegally. It doesn't matter if the deep state brought them in. They're still here illegally because, again, it's against the rule of law. Just because a government official decided I'm going to fly them in, they're breaking the law. That's what's really happening right now. And what's very interesting is Joe Biden, he's calling these illegals model citizens. So he's trying to convince everyone that these people that are coming in, they're model citizens. And now what is he doing? He's giving each one of these people Obamacare. Remember going back in time, we mentioned this in a report, where Obama said, no, this will never, ever be used for illegals. And everyone booed him in Congress. And now we have Biden out there using it for the illegals. Now, really think about this. Obamacare was put into place to actually get everyone onto the government health insurance. Yes, I know there's private corporations that are running it, but they're all part of it. And those people that didn't accept it, they were penalized. So if you don't do what the government says, we're going to penalize you and charge you money for not doing what we say. But I do believe from the very, very beginning, the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable, I do believe this was put into place so they could offer it to illegals, because this is part of their plan about infiltrating this country, and this will give them a path to citizenship. Think about this for a second, because that's exactly what this was created to do. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. So Biden, said his ultimate goal is to offer amnesty to not only those enrolled in DACA, but also those eligible for Obama-era program. Under such a plan, millions of illegal aliens would secure green cards and eventually naturalized American citizenship. And you could see that this is why this was put into place. And who was involved in this? Biden was involved in this about 12 years ago. So they knew exactly what this was going to be used for. This was going to be used to give to the illegals to put them on a path to citizenship. Remember, their plan, and this was the 16-year plan, was to have open borders and to bring the illegals in. And now you can see the plan is now shaping up to exactly what they wanted. Now, they lied to you from the very, very beginning. But now you see the truth. And I think this is why the trust in government is completely and utterly falling apart right now. But the other thing that's very interesting is that GOP reps, they have introduced legislation to block the Biden admin from handing health care coverage to illegal immigrants. Now, once again, is this going to be voted in? No, it is a bill that will be there, but I don't think the RINOs, I don't think the D's, I don't think they're going to go for it, and they're going to continually give the illegals Obamacare. But again, you can see there are certain patriots in the House that are trying to stop this. And this actually separates who's a patriot and who's part of the Uniparty. And this makes it a lot easier for people to see. And I do believe that people need to see this every single day, and they need to understand. Again, what we have today, Congress, the Senate, the House, it's not to make everything better. Remember, the entire system is rotten. So if we just bring in a couple of MAGA people, patriots, and we put them into place, still the system's rotten. You still have the installed people. You still have the RINOs, the D's, and all this. So all you're doing is taking good people, putting it on top of the rot, and what happens? Well, the rot gets worse and worse and worse, and nothing gets better. Then expand that rot to all the other different departments within government. Expand that to the local level. We need to get rid of the rot first. And without getting rid of the rot, we can't make things better. And the only way to get rid of the rot that's in the House or the Senate is to vote them out and vote in the good people that we need. Because when we clean House and we bring in the people that are patriots, this makes it a lot easier for Trump to get things done, because these people are actually truly representing the people and representing the country instead of another master. And I do believe this has been Trump's plan from the very, very beginning. And this is why when you look at his True Social account, he is continually telling you which people you need to vote for. He's endorsing them. He's telling you, this is a patriot. That's a patriot. Go for this person. These are the people that are going to replace those that are in Congress today. And once we get those people replaced and he's back in office, then he can actually remove the other swamp creatures. Yes, they'll try to fight back, but I do believe in the end he will remove all of them, and we will have a functioning government, once again, a lot smaller, but a functioning government that works for we the people. But you can see the deep state players, they're going back to their old tricks, and I do believe they're prepared and ready to censor a lot of people. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, well, I think they're going to ramp up censorship that's going to move into a communication blackout. Remember Eva Vlardenbroek's viral video about the Great Replacement? Well, YouTube just censored it. They said she violated the terms hate speech, inciting hatred of groups because they belong to protected groups. So they basically censored her there, but on X, she has 55 million views. So once again, what's the problem here? The problem is those pesky platforms that the deep state doesn't control, like Truth, like Rumble, like BitChute, like X. These are the platforms that they don't control. But you can see they've already ramped up the censorship. They're already collaborating with big tech once again. Even though there was a ruling with Missouri versus Biden, and it prevented federal agencies from coordinating with social media companies, and there's an injunction, but it seems that the deep state players, they're not abiding by the rule of law, and they decided to collaborate with big tech once again, and they have resumed telling them who to censor. Anyone surprised about this? But again, it's not going to work with X. It's not going to work with Truth. It's not going to work with Rumble. So will they do this on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? Absolutely. Threads. I think that's Mark Zuckerberg's X or Truth system that they use. So yes, will it work with all of those other platforms? But it won't be enough moving forward, because you know what people are going to do? Wait a minute, all this was censored, but why can I see it on X? Hey, that's interesting. I could see everything on X. And yeah, this makes a lot more sense. I see the documentation. I see it on Truth. I see what Trump is saying on Truth. I see what other people are saying on Truth. Hey, look, I can also see the videos on Rumble. Huh. Everything that I want to see is no longer on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or Threads, but I can see everything on the other platforms. Now, once again, do they want that? Do they want people to see this? Now, again, are the people going to be looking at the fake news for the real information? Absolutely not. That's why the ratings for the legacy media are dropping and dropping and dropping. Actually, that reminds me of post 4173. This is May 9, 2020. It says the media conspiracy TV is dead. And it really is a conspiracy, because everything that they told us turned out to be a conspiracy, and everything the conspiracy theorists said turned out to be true. The next line says Shadow Arm D. So yeah, this is dead. No one's paying attention to that. And in the end, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Like we said yesterday, this is the D death spiral. That's what we're watching right now. And it's just going to get a lot worse for them. Just like it's getting a lot worse for their terrorist groups like Hamas. And Hamas is out there saying, listen, if you continue, and they're talking to Israel, if you continue going into Rafah, we're not going to have a ceasefire deal. I don't think Israel cares. They already know most of their hostages are dead, and they're not going to stop. And the ceasefire deal was between Biden and Hamas. That is it. Remember, Hamas came into Israel. Just like if we had terrorists come into the United States, and at the border, these terrorists went into homes, dragged out the women, raped them, killed them, dragged out the children, killed them, killed the husbands or the men that are there, took a lot of these women hostage, a lot of the children hostage, and took them out of this country. Do you think the people of this country would just sit back and go, okay, that seems okay. Yeah, all right, I get it. No, the people would say, no. They came into our house, they came into our land, and they did this? Absolutely not. And the people would say, no, we're going in, we're going to pretty much eradicate all these terrorists, and it doesn't matter, because once again, when they come from a certain country, it's open season. Go back to World War II, for example. When Germany attacked Poland, or Germany attacked France, did the Polish people say, oh, okay, we're only going to attack the Nazi party because that's the party that's doing this? Or is it the country that is responsible? And that's what the French saw. That's what the Polish people saw. And that's what the British people saw. That's what the US people saw. That's what we saw. Okay, the people were going along with this. The people supported their government. And they are backing everything that they're doing. So it's open season. The same thing that's happening right now. And I do believe that Trump, like we said a while back, he gave the signal, most of the hostages are dead, and all of a sudden Israel decided to go in Rafah. I mean, Biden tried to stop it, but his entire plan went down the drain, and it's not working whatsoever. He's not in control, and it looks like terrorists are being removed around the world. Now, we could see that Russia right now, they are hitting Ukraine very, very hard. They have hit the energy infrastructure in Ukraine, because remember, Ukraine fired missiles, destroyed their oil depot, and Russia now is destroying their energy infrastructure. Basically, Ukraine is on its last legs, and it's getting very, very hard for them right now, and it's going to get a lot worse. And I think the people, sooner or later, they're going to say, enough is enough. We can't continually do this anymore. And I do believe the people are going to start to push back, because they won't be able to take it. Just like the people in this country, they started to push back against COVID. They started to push back against these ridiculous mandates, which are completely unconstitutional. And now if you notice, we have the Cuomo brothers. They're out there trying to convince everyone that, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I can't believe that, you know, I was pushing the bioweapon. I can't believe I was, because there was really no evidence out there that there was any other type of cure. Yeah, there was plenty of evidence out there. Yeah, actually, if you were any type of journalist, you would have gone ahead and did a little bit of investigation work, and you would see that, wait a minute, ivermectin does work. Hey, wait, Trump was pushing hydroxychloroquine. Hey, look at all the studies. peer-reviewed studies that show that it does work. Look, doctors are using it, and it's working. The drug has been around for a very long time. Instead, they decided to believe the CIA. They decided to believe the deep state players and the information that was being fed to them. We also have Andrew Cuomo. You remember that individual that decided to take the sick people and actually shove them into nursing homes to have the people in the nursing homes who had a compromised immune system, he wanted them to die. He wasn't the only governor. There were five governors that did this. Now he's telling everyone, well, if they release another pandemic, he goes, people have lost trust in the government. They're not going to go and do X, Y, Z or whatever because they have lost trust in the government. They no longer trust the government. And I do believe that is the case. The people, I do believe at this point, they're not going to believe anything the CDC says, the FDA says, that Biden says, oh, look, it's another disease or another virus. You got to do this. I don't think the people are going to go, you know what? You could take your virus and shove it. We have antiviral medication that we can use right now, and we are protected. And remember, their entire argument of where this came from and the bioweapon, it is completely and utterly falling apart. The Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, they put out a letter stating that, yeah, COVID-19, it came from Wuhan. It was leaked from Wuhan. China and the CCP covered it up. The deep state players in this country, they covered it up. And basically, those in the know, they knew exactly what was going on because this pandemic was used to rig the elections and, yes, usher in the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, and depopulate and everything else. But DC Drano, he responded to this and said, things we knew early on but were called conspiracy theories from those who made billions from COVID policy lies. The virus came from Wuhan. Lockdowns didn't work. Masks didn't work. Keep kids out of school was dumb. Masking children was cruel. Social distancing was pointless. The vaccines didn't stop transmission. The vaccines had deadly and serious side effects. Boosters didn't work, keeping us locked in our house and made things worse. Trust the science was a lie used by tyrants. The WHO, the CDC, the FDA are corrupt. Did I miss anything? And yeah, that is absolutely true. Those are all the things that people were saying. And you know what they did? They censored the people that were trying to get the truth out because they, and I'm talking about the deep state, this is how you knew that they understood what the truth really was. Because why would you be shutting them down? Why would you be censoring? Why would you be going after certain people's medical licenses if you didn't understand that they were telling the truth? Because you would want to hear what they had to say if you really didn't know. If you didn't understand or a doctor said, I don't get what's going on, and a scientist said, you know what, let me look at the other side, because that's what real science is. You look at both sides. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth manager, company said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. They would say, okay, you know something? Let me see what work do you have on this. Let me see what the papers that you printed. Let me see your work. Because remember, they even censored people with peer-reviewed documents. So that tells you everything you need to know. And you know what the other thing that tells you everything you need to know? Is that AstraZeneca, they were being sued because there were side effects from this, rare side effects. Who would see that coming? Well, they actually admitted that there were rare side effects, and now they pulled their bioweapon, and now it's no longer available. So let's see. We have this gigantic pharmaceutical company pulling their bioweapon. What about the rest? And this should tell the people everything they need to know, because again, there were many epidemiologists, many scientists, many people with peer-reviewed documentation saying, this is bad. Do not take it. Plus, these big pharma companies, they didn't want to hand over their documentation. Remember, they tried to hide it from us for 75 years until the court ruled, no, you got to show it to us. Why were they trying to hide it? See, that's the cover-up right there. That tells you everything you need to know. But you can see that they're probably going to try once again because they have to cheat in this election. They have to use mail-in ballots. And they're really on the bird flu right now. And it looks like they're trying to convince people that, hey, don't eat beef, don't eat chicken, don't eat pigs, because they can get the bird flu and it can mutate from them and it could infect humans. Now, that's very interesting. So what are they going to do? Are they going to scare everyone and they're going to destroy the food supply? Are they going to kill all the chickens, kill all the cows, kill all the pigs to scare everyone? They might. But again, they're building this up. Now, is this disease X or are they just building something up, getting everyone prepped and waiting for the WHO to take charge and then bring in disease X? But again, I agree with Cuomo, even though I don't like the guy, and he should be going to jail because he threw sick people into the nursing homes and he killed people. He knowingly did this. I do believe that people aren't going to go along with this and that people are going to reject what the CDC, FDA, even the WHO is saying. And I don't think just in this country, I think worldwide. And this is going to actually make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat in the election. I think every step of the way, Trump is going to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat. And he's pushing certain laws, having swing states, not him himself, but, you know, you can see that there are certain legislators, they're following suit, they're moving forward with putting certain laws into place. And it looks like it's making it very, very difficult for the deep state to actually cheat in the election. We'll be talking about that a little bit more a little bit later in this report. But Kathy Hochul, she said something very, very interesting. Remember, she's the governor of New York, and you could see that these people, they are the true racists. And what she said is absolutely unbelievable. I can't even do it justice. Just take a listen.
Black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them, because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
So if you really listen to what she said, the people in the Bronx, the black people, because they don't have money, they don't know what a computer is? Does that make any sense? Do they know what a car is? Do they know what a pencil is? I mean, really think about this for a second. This is absolutely unbelievable. So who are the true racists? It's them. They are the racists. And all you got to do is look at their policy. They can change words. They could say, oh, they're not illegals. They're newcomers. Oh, this is not racism. This is not segregation. This is DEI. Oh, no, this is ESG. This is CRT. Yeah, we have different terms now. No, they are the racists, and all they did was play with words, just like with everything else they do. And you can see that the system that they have created, remember, you don't have to get everyone on the lower level. All you got to do is get the top level people, and they will push the agenda, and the lower level people will do exactly what they want. So when you look at government, when you look at the FBI, DOJ, I'm not saying everyone is bad. They pretty much got the top level people, the CEOs of corporations top level, the fake news top level people, you got Hollywood top level people, and those top level people, they tell the rest what to do. And that's all they had to do to take over. And you could see it with the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts, well, they decided to change their name from Boy Scouts of America to Scouting America, to be inclusive, of course. But wasn't that the reason it was called Boy Scouts of America? Just like it was Girl Scouts, it was for boys and girls. Wasn't that the whole point? And what do you think is going to happen to the Scouting America now? Do you think people are going to say, you know what? I want my kid to join. I want my boy to learn. No, the people are going to say absolutely not. Patriots Are Control responded to this and said, the Boy Scouts were getting ratioed and destroyed so bad that they had to turn off comments. Go woke, go broke. Absolutely. But let's expand this, because now the Swiss Army Company, they decided to make the Swiss Army knife, and that's the word, Swiss Army knife. They're going to make a Swiss Army knife without the knife. Think about that for a second. I guess you can make a gun without bullets, but what's the point? So again, it's called a Swiss Army knife. I think people want the knife. I mean, why don't you just put plastic stuff there? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what they're trying to do. And the people, they're looking at this going, this is ridiculous. I mean, why would I want that? It makes no sense whatsoever. And yes, if you're going to teach your child to camp out, use a knife, let them learn how to use a knife. Let them learn how to use a weapon. Train them. That's how you get better at it. Instead of taking it away, teach them, educate them. This way they understand it and they're safe with it. That's how we used to be. Now, they're just trying to remove everything. And I think we know why. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see there's a lot of governors right now. They are pushing back against boys being on girl sports. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, and just last week, she signed an executive order to protect girls and women's sports in Arkansas and basically keep the men off women's sports. And that's what every single governor, actually, that's what every school should be doing. That's what every person should be doing. But again, you have certain individuals that are trying to push this and they think it's the right thing. It's almost like if you look at COVID, remember, it's almost like the same people saying, wear your mask, get the vaccine, do what we say, stay 6 feet apart, stay in your. These are the same exact people that are pushing all the other agendas. So did that work with COVID? They were wrong. They're wrong here too. It's the same exact thing. But we could see with the entire push to have riots on the campus, it seems like that's falling apart right now because the people are starting to realize, hey, wait a minute. They're not students. Some of these people are 30. Some people are 40 years old, and they're camping out. They're destroying the buildings. And finally, with GW, the police finally came in and started to clear out the encampment. Now, why did they start to clear out the encampment? Well, they decided to clear it out because the oversight committee was saying, we're going to bring Bowser in for questioning because this is ridiculous. And all of a sudden, they decided, okay, we'll allow the police in there to clear it all out. So they had to put pressure on Bowser because they weren't going to do anything. They were going to just let it go because they were instructed to do this. That is why. And most of these individuals, they weren't students. And they were paid to be there. And now the people are learning, the people are understanding. But does this mean that Antifa is done? No, I do believe what's going to happen. Antifa is going to ramp it up over the summer. Now, are they going to use Palestine as their cover story? Because remember, that's really what it is. It's a cover story. It's the same people. Or are they going to use something different? Are they waiting for Disease X to say, okay, now I can wear a mask. It's Disease X. Are they going to create another event as a cover story? We'll have to see how this goes. This will be very, very interesting. But we know that they're going to create chaos along the way here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that all these cases against Trump, they are not going well whatsoever. And the indictments are failing. Yes, the cases aren't doing well. Plus, the public, they are learning that these are show trials. They don't have cases. And it's completely corrupt. And the people see this. And they see that they're violating Trump's constitutional rights. But with Fannie Willis, it looks like the Georgia Court of Appeals, they agreed to review Trump's appeal to disqualify Fannie Willis from the RICO case. So they're going to actually hear this, and she might be disqualified unless she wants to drop out herself. There's a lot of pressure on these people, and there's a reason why there's a lot of pressure on these people, and Trump keeps fighting back, because number one, he needs to show the people, look how corrupt this is. When I push back, look what they do. And I think people are starting to see this, because when Trump pushed back with the hush money case, there was a gag order. When Trump pushed back with Letitia James, there was a gag order. They continually do this. And Trump, I do believe he wants the people to see this. But when you look at Jack Smith's case with the documents, that is falling apart right now. And we could see from that case that these individuals, Jack Smith, colluded with Biden, or Biden colluded with Jack Smith, or working together, and they were working with the DOJ to go after Trump. And they tried to hide what they did. They set Trump up. That's what the people are seeing. They're seeing the true corruption of the deep state. They're seeing the system. Remember, I do believe these are show trials, and Trump needs to show the people the truth. You want to see the corruption? I'm going to show it to you. Look what they're going to do, and then they're going to hide it. And when we reveal it, that's when you really see it. See, they knowingly did this. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't by mistake. They knew what they were doing. Trump just showed you and handed you the corruption. Do you see it now? Do you see how corrupt the system is? Julie Kelly put this out and said, Judge Cannon officially vacates May 20th trial date. Says setting a new date with so many outstanding matters would be imprudent. And then she says, oh, damn, this is too good. Cannon said hearing on key motions, including selective prosecution, unlawful of appointment of special counsel, and what Jack Smith really hoped to avoid, a hearing on the scope of the prosecution team, including Biden White House. So what happened here? Well, it looks like Judge Cannon has issued an order canceling the original trial date and suspending the trial proceedings pending resolution of multiple pretrial issues. Yes, Lawfare's mad. Yes, Jack Smith is pissed off. And when you read the part from Politico, it pretty much tells you what they're doing here. The date had been widely expected to move amid a tangle of pretrial conflicts between special counsel Jack Smith and Trump's attorney. Smith had urged Judge Cannon to reschedule the trial to begin on July 8th, but an order from the judge on Tuesday afternoon suggested that she's unlikely to even decide on a new trial date before late July. Finalization of trial date at this juncture, before resolution of the Murad and interconnected pretrial and classified evidence issues, would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty and to fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions. Cannon wrote in the five-page order that reshuffling further clouds the picture for Smith, who is also awaiting a Supreme Court ruling on the presidential immunity that could determine whether his or other cases against Trump charges in D.C. for attending to subvert the 2020 election can move forward this year. So she's still going to make a decision later this summer. I do believe that this trial most likely might be scheduled right before the presidential election. And I do believe the Supreme Court might hand down their ruling maybe in late summer before they take a break. So this should be very, very interesting, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. But Kash Patel, he put this out and said, Jack Smith's chances for his unconstitutional prosecution At Real Donald Trump has about as much of a chance of succeeding as Biden's headquarters Hamas-engineered ceasefire. Oh, wait. Mike Davis said, checkmate, Jack. And I do believe at this point it is check. I don't know if it's checkmate just yet because we have to see what happens during the summer months. Because, again, she's still going to make a ruling. We're still going to have the ruling from the Supreme Court. Now, it would be great if the Supreme Court says, no, he has immunity. Judge Cannon says, yeah, we can revisit this after the elections. That would be fantastic. But again, Trump is showing everyone, look at the deep state, look at the corrupt system, look at everything. Do you see it? And I do believe that people are now seeing it. And as it gets closer and closer to the presidential election, more people will be looking at everything that's going on with all these indictments, which means more people will have questions, more people will see the corruption, more people will see everything that the deep state has been doing. Because this is when people start to really pay attention. Now, there's another thing that Trump said on Truth, which is very, very interesting. He took a quote from NBC Today show, but he spelled a word wrong. And let me just read it. The challenge is there is no smoking gun, no email or tape to prove the president's intent. They don't have a way to prove that. And then he says, thank you to NBC Fake News, one of the worst in the business. So he spelled smoking as smocking. And the C and the K, they're not even near each other. And the O is nowhere near each other on the keyboard. So S-M-O-C-K-I-N-G, smocking. That's very, very interesting. Why would he do that? Well, he did it before, and Liz Crokin explains. President Trump misspelled smoking as smocking again on a post on True Social. The first time he did it was in 2018 with a tweet. And when you look at what smocking is, it's very, very interesting. And this looks like it goes into the world of pedophilia. Smocking is body painting for sexual gratification. While the majority of body painting is done for artistic reasons, smockers belong to the subgroup that just interested in getting their kicks, normally either a negative or a playful context. Smockers aren't generally considered artists. And when you look at who's a smocker, it looks like it's John Podesta or Valerie Jarrett. That is very interesting. But then we also have something that came up since we're talking about pedophilia. We had an individual, Herschel Weingrod, the producer and writer of the 1996 film Space Jam. He was meeting a young girl who was 15 in a pizza place. He was just getting pizza, which is very, very interesting. And it looks like the father walked up and said, okay, what are you doing with my daughter who's 15? And he said, oh, I thought she was 23 or whatever it is. And then he continually asked him, well, what did she say her age was? Well, she told me it was 15. So what were you talking about? So basically, he was prepared and ready to do something to this 15-year-old girl. And it's very interesting that he was in a pizza place ordering pizza. Where did we hear that before? Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to X22 x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. That's very interesting. But let's go back to the indictments that Trump is now involved in, and people are seeing the corruption. And the hush money case is a complete and utter disaster for Bragg and the rest. Johnny MAGA put this out and said, Stormy Daniels apparently making scripted jokes in the courtroom to win over the jury, and nobody is laughing. She's hurting the prosecution case by showing the jury how much of an attention seeker she is. This is hilarious. Now, what's very interesting is Kathy Griffin on X put this out and said, Stormy does not and will not lie. Believe her. And then we have the Travis Media Group. Trump's attorney, Susan Neckley, just absolutely embarrassed Stormy Daniels on the stand and caught her in a lie by using her own book against her. In her book, Full Disclosure, Stormy said that while taking to Gloria Allred, she denied having a romantic relationship with Trump. But Daniels testified that she told Allred otherwise. When presented with the book, Daniels was speechless for a moment before saying, I denied it in a phone conversation, but when I met her in person, I told her everything. This case is such a joke. Why can't they put it on TV so we can all laugh at Alvin Bragg and his witness? Absolutely. So basically, she lied to the people and lied on the stand. But what is her motivation to go after Trump? Well, Lisa May put this out, and this is also from Inner City Press, and it says, Neckley's, she's asking the question, you wrote you'll dance when he's jailed. Daniels, can you show me that? Trump's lawyer Neckley's, you wrote when he is selected to go to jail, did you just laugh? Stormy Daniels, someone else wrote select, it's funny. Neckley's, it's not because you think this is all funny. Daniels, no. Neckley's, you owe him $500,000 in legal fees. Lisa responded to this and says, the motive for her to lie under oath. Because remember, Trump sued her. He won because remember she had the case with Avenatti, and she owes Trump $500,000 for legal fees. So does she want to pay? Absolutely not. And just let's go back a little bit in time. Remember that statement that Stormy Daniels wrote back in January 30th, 2018, to whom it may concern? Over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now in 2018. I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram, at Stormy Daniels. She signed it, Stormy Daniels. So right there, she told everyone, there was absolutely nothing. This is why this is a show trial, and since she owes Trump money, you could see why she'll be lying on the stand, and this is why she's getting involved again, because she doesn't want to pay him. And Trump, he tried to get a mistrial with this hush money case, and the judge, of course, denied the mistrial because Stormy Daniels lied and everything else. Again, this is a gigantic show, and the people now are seeing the corruption. And I do believe Trump is continually pushing the judge, and Trump is saying, listen, I can speak freely. I have my constitutional rights, and I'm not going to stop. And he shouldn't stop. He shouldn't bend a knee. He shouldn't stop. The Constitution is behind him, and he has the right to speak freely. And he's letting everyone know that he would sacrifice himself if the judge says, I'm going to put you in jail, because he's going to show everyone, listen, I'm going to stick by the Constitution. I'm going to stick by my rights, and I don't care what they say. I'm fighting for the people. I'm fighting for this country. And this is what he put out on Truth. It is a really bad feeling to have your constitutional right to free speech, such a big part of life in our country, so unfairly taken from you, especially when all of the sleazebags, lowlifes, and grifters that you oppose are allowed to say absolutely anything they want. It is hard to sit back and listen to lies and false statements be made against you, knowing that if you respond, even in the most modest fashion, you are told by a corrupt and highly conflicted judge that you'll be put in prison, maybe for a long period of time. This fascist mindset is all coming from D.C. It is a sophisticated hit job on crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, me. Judge Engoron and Kaplan, also New York, are equally corrupt, only in different ways. What these thugs are doing is an attack on the Republican Party and our once great nation itself. Our First Amendment must stand free and strong. Give me liberty or give me death. So he is actually referring to the quote by Patrick Henry in the Battle of Lexington and Concord. Very, very interesting. And Mike Davis also responded to this and said, here is my response to any judge who attempts to place an unconstitutional gag order on me. F you, jail me. This is what our founding fathers did when they were fighting for their freedom. They said, you know something, if you don't like it, come and get me. If you don't like it, jail me. If you don't like it, I don't care. Trump is doing the same exact thing. And that reminds me of Post 3907. It says, and this is March 28, 2020, the entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We are all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord? Give me liberty or give me death. Far, far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend freedom and liberty to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew. This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our people from those who wish to do us harm. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety, our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America. We are all God's children. We are fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, brothers, sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color. We are united in these states of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again. For God and country, God bless America. Where we go one, we go all. Then Trump, he retruthed this on Truth. It says, newsflash, the indictments didn't work. He's going to win. And he is going to win. And you can see that Trump, he is setting everything up for the 2024 election. This is the final battle. I do believe he's bringing the deep state to a point where they're going to have to make a decision. Have a transparent one-day election using their systems. Don't manipulate them. Or you're going to have to delay it and we're going to go to paper. I do believe this is where all this is headed. And I don't think the deep state, they're going to allow Trump to use their system and win. But what have we come to find out? We've come to find out that the election results in Georgia for the 2020 presidential election, well, it looks like they're in violation of the law. Joseph Rossi details how Georgia 2020 hand count audit and machine count audit was found to be in violation. And they don't match. Isn't that strange? And this is why they never wanted anyone to look at the ballots. They didn't want anyone to compare. Let's see what the machine says, and let's see what the actual ballots say. Because remember, if people saw this out in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and the rest, people will go, wait, they don't match. This is why they've been pushing so hard to hide this. They rigged the election. They overthrew the United States government. They had an insurrection. Think about this for a second. And now here we have the proof. Listen to Rossi and listen to what he says.
I'd like to speak directly to those who have fought factually, respectfully, and relentlessly for the truth over the last 3 years. As of 4/10/24, I got another one of these certified letters from the state election board. Every time I get one of those letters, my wife sets it on my desk and she says, "You got another one of those certified letters. I hope you're not being indicted this time." But anyways, as of that letter, it has now been factually proven that both the hand audit, this is really, really important, and the certified machine count, yes, the certified count, have both been found to be in violation of Georgia election law. Based on these findings, to those that have fought factually, respectfully, and relentlessly, I'll close with one word: vindicated.
Thank you.
But I think the people of this country, I think they've always known that the 2020 elections were rigged. And this has been building and building and building. And now people are starting to understand this, which means that if this was rigged in Georgia, we need to count the ballots and look at the machines in every single one of the other states. But again, a lot of time has passed right now, but there are other investigations that have been going on. And let's see if anything comes out about this. But the other thing that's very interesting is now the polls that were given back in 2022, 2023, they're making a little bit more sense now. Rasmussen Reports put this out, and this is from Georgia, and this was done in September 2023. Who did you vote for in 2020 for the presidential election? All Georgia voters: Trump 46%, Biden 39%. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And now it makes a little bit more sense with this information coming out that they rigged the election. And we could see there are many swing states now. They are changing the laws. Georgia right now, surprisingly, Governor Brian Kemp signed three huge election integrity bills into law today. Election fraudster Mark Elias is pissed, which means this is great news for election integrity. House Bill 974 adds watermarks to ballots, displays ballot pictures online, requires more audits of statewide elections, and uses technology to verify the accuracy of text on ballots. House Bill 1207 requires election workers to be U.S. citizens, allows fewer voting machines on election days, guarantees poll watchers close access, allows candidates to proof ballots for errors. Senate Bill 189 changes rules for mass voter challenges, eliminates computer QR codes from ballots, adds ballot security procedures, and eases requirements for third-party presidential candidates to appear on Georgia ballots. Well, this is going to make it a lot harder for the deep state to cheat. Doesn't mean they can't cheat, but each time they put these things into place, it makes it a little bit harder, which means Trump, he is now setting them up, bringing them down this path, saying, listen, do the right thing. Let's have a one-day election. Let's have the poll watchers there. Let's have the lawyers there. Let's have an election by the U.S. citizens. Well, do you think the deep state's going to want to do this? I don't think so, but I think Trump, he's trapping them in all of this. And no matter which way they go, Trump, the people, win. Now, Tucker Carlson, he put this out on X, and he says the following: will foreigners be able to choose our next president? As it turns out, yes, maybe even legally. Catherine Engelbrecht has discovered a federal law you may not have heard. So what is this law? Well, this is 18 U.S. Code, Section 611, voting by aliens. And she's referring to Section 3. And it says, the alien reasonably believed at the time of voting in violation of such subsection that he or she was a citizen of the United States. So if the alien believes they are a citizen, it's okay. They're not brought up on charges. So how would they believe they're a citizen? Well, if they enter this country and they sign up to Obamacare, if they enter the military, if that's even possible, they might think they are a citizen. If they get a license, they might think they're a citizen. Now, Think about this for a second. Think about what Trump is doing right now. Right now, we have a certain number of swing states. They're changing the law. You have to show that you're a citizen. Trump met with Johnson, and Johnson just announced that he's going to be pushing a new bill. This new bill is going to require one-day voting. You have to prove that you're a citizen and bring ID. So that law that Katherine Engelbrecht is talking about really would be countered if this bill passes. In many of the swing states, this law would be countered because if you're coming in person, you have to show that you are a citizen, like in Georgia, the one they just passed. So this is what Trump wants to do. He wants Congress and the Senate to pass a bill that says one-day voting, we use paper, you have to show you're a citizen, and a voter ID. So do you think they're going to do the right thing? He's giving them a chance because it's common sense, actually, if you really think about it. Will the rhinos, will the D's pass this? He's giving them that chance. Well, the D's virtually control the House, don't they? So do you think they're going to say, hey, let's do this. Let's pass this bill. Remember, most of these people, they're corrupt. They're installed. The rhinos, they're corrupt. They're installed. Yes, we have a couple of patriots there, the MAGA patriots. But think about the rest, the rot. Trump just set them up. The spotlight's on them. What are you going to do and what are you going to show America? Now, if they do pass it, that's incredible. If the Senate passes, that's incredible. So now people have to come in person. No mail-in ballots. You have to show that you're a citizen. Will that law apply? No, it won't, because most of these people, they're not going to be showing up. Now, what happens if they don't pass it? Well, that's where the problem is, because the illegals then can fill out a mail-in ballot, send it in, and they could say, oh, I thought I was a citizen. I'm not? Oh, I guess I didn't realize that. So what do we have to do to remove that? I do believe what Trump is doing, he's actually making it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat in the election. And when they realize they can't cheat because of all these new laws in the swing states, and they realize that Biden, he doesn't have the poll numbers, even if they bring in Michelle, she's not going to have the poll numbers. They will not be able to create enough ballots to override the amount of people that Trump has. What happens next? Well, if they delay the election with, like, say, a cyber attack and they destroy their own system and people have to come in person, well, and you have to show ID, show that you're a citizen, because remember, we've been attacked. We don't know who's who. Well, does that counter what the deep state is trying to do? Does that counter that law? Absolutely. And I do believe this is what Trump and the patriots are trying to do. They want them to do the right thing. They want them to implement these laws. Give them a chance. But you know, they're criminals. Criminals do what criminals do. So I don't think they're going to go ahead and do it. It'd be great if they do. It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have to go through all of this. But let's see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. Now, I want to go back to two posts because they really make sense right now. This is post 4181, May 9, 2020. It says, propaganda and lies, welcome to the D party. I think the people of this country now can see that. Post 4175, May 9, 2020. Patriotism is on the rise. Will you stand? And it is on the rise. And as the entire system breaks down, as we have an event in this country, you're going to see patriotism continually rise. Think about what happened when the World Trade Center was hit. Was patriotism at its highest point? Were people carrying flags around? Yes, I know it was an inside job, but think about what people were doing. They were like, yes, we're Americans. Yes, fly the flag. So if we have an event in this country, if we're being brought to war and Trump is talking about peace, do you think patriotism is going to continually rise and rise and rise? Do you think people are going to stand and say enough is enough? I do believe so. And I do believe we see it all happening right now. And I do believe that Trump, he has trapped the deep state players. He has them exactly where he wants them. And remember, he has everything on him. This is a gigantic sting operation. This is not just happening by coincidence. This has been planned out from the very, very beginning. Because Trump knew to take this country back, he needed the people to see it. He needed the people to understand it. He needed the people to see the corruption, the open borders, the deep state entire system. And that's what people are seeing. And I do believe he needs the people to have their vote counted in such a way that we've never seen before. And that's using paper to show the people we are the majority. We outnumber them. Look how many people are behind Trump. And when people see this, people are going to go, wow. And Trump, he's going to receive that message. And the people will be behind him to do what needs to be done to destroy the deep state. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22.